Chapter 6. As time passed, Grandpa Steve grew grayer and grayer, finally retiring, becoming a gentleman farmer, a gentleman scientist, maker of smart corn, and witness to mysterious Dayglo chickens. And little Travis, not so little anymore, grew bigger and bigger. He progressed through school, and when he would visit his mad scientist gentleman farmer grandpa and his beloved Grammy, eventually it was in his own little car. Being a grown boy who could drive on his own, he would sit at the table with his Grandma Marnie, who now sported little round glasses and grandmally apron, and eat the cheese and olives that he loved, and all manner of special treats from his Grammy's refrigerator. As well, when he visited, he would go out to the barn, the laboratory, where Grandpa Steve would still be found, though retired, tinkering with his test tubes. The two of them would enjoy combining chemicals, toying with the notion of making the smartest corn ever. And still, though many years had passed, Travis and his grandpa would occasionally see a flash of color, a brightly colored feather floating in the air, and together they would say, "The mysterious chicken," and smile. And when, in the evenings, they would sit with Grammy Marnie, she would smile her impish little smile, saying, "Ah, the mysterious chicken, so he's made his appearance again." And she would cluck her tongue, adding a final remark just to humor her two beloved boys. It is a mysterious world, isn't it?